cutting through the clutter to bring you the people and stories that matter to you. WSJ Podcasts. Sound ideas.
The economy added 211,000 jobs in November, and payroll figures for October and September were revised up by a total of 35,000. I'm John Wardock at the news desk in Washington. Reaction to this better-than-expected news next.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
Joining us is Alan Gale. He is the Director of Asset Allocation at Ridgeworth Investments. He joins us from Atlanta. Alan, how are you doing?
I am well, thank you.
And it sounds as though the economy is doing well, at least when it comes to creating jobs.
It is. The November jobs report did beat expectations, and it was combined with some other elements that generally suggest a labor market that is continuing to improve. I guess one of the things that we've been watching is to see whether or not the underlying metrics are showing further improvement. I know the Federal Reserve is watching that, and it does suggest that's the case. Just one example is that the labor force participation rate nudged up another tenth from 62.4% to 62.5%. And the whole message here with the jobs over the course of 2015, in my opinion, has been one of a gradually strengthening labor market.
Is this as good as it gets for the job market? And I ask that telling folks that unemployment, the headline number, stayed at 5%.
There's a lot of discussion going around this cycle in the economic circles about how fast job growth, what's the maximum speed for job creation. And there are a lot of concerns about demographics. There are a lot of concerns about changes in workforce participation. So my estimate is that we are probably running close to full speed. The importance, though, is that if the labor force participation rate stays where it is, that this is strong enough job growth to allow some further decline in the unemployment rate, which, of course, will be very important as we go into 2016.
Does this clear the way for the Federal Reserve to start hiking interest rates this month and perhaps several more times in 2016?
The short answer is yes. The Federal Reserve, while we've heard a number of things out of the Federal Reserve officials over the last number of months, it's been pretty clear that they've been laying out a checklist. And I think from a market perspective, there was a final box that needed to be checked, and that was the jobs report for November. And I would say that box has been checked off, and so there is a strong likelihood in my mind that barring some kind of turmoil in the international markets, that the Federal Reserve will likely begin liftoff when it meets December 15 and 16.
So what do you put the probability at for that rate hike?
I would say at this point, it's probably close to 90% in my mind. It's not that high in the market's mind, but it is moving higher after the jobs report came out.
At this point, what could derail a rate hike? Maybe a major international geopolitical event or something like that?
Well, it is, and that's one of the things that's different this cycle versus previous cycles. The international situation has become a more dominant force in overall global growth and affecting the U.S. And importantly, this has begun, this is reflected in the Federal Reserve's deliberation. So the importance here of the international scene should not be minimized. But I would say between now and the middle of December, we're probably going to have to see some kind of major international turmoil in order to keep the Fed from raising rates.
If I'm an investor and I hear this news and I hear the Fed is going to start raising interest rates for the first time in almost a decade, the traditional motto is don't fight the Fed. So what do I do if I'm an investor?
Well, as a mutual fund manager, we've been planning for this all year long. So we think that bond yields are likely to move gradually higher as we finish up the year and move through 2016. We know that the Federal Reserve has been keeping interest rates extraordinarily low they have acknowledged that, and they know that they want to reverse that. So our feeling is that as the economy strengthens, that's going to probably push bond yields higher, and that investors should probably want to consider shortening their average maturities to protect against interest rate rises. But I would also say that the relative valuation in our work still favors the equity market, and we're of the belief that the Federal Reserve is not going to move too fast to derail this expansion that began in 2009. So we continue to like equities versus bonds, particularly as we go into 2016.
In particular, in terms of the stock market, where should someone be thinking about putting money given this higher interest rate environment?
As I position my allocation strategies, we are waiting for some good things to happen. But overall, we are overweight equities. We do like the international markets, particularly over in Europe, where we see further monetary accommodation. We like the pro-cyclical sectors in the domestic market. So we're playing offense when it comes to equities in some of the improving areas. With bonds, we've moved more to defense, and so we've been shortening our average maturities and making sure we're sticking with high quality.
He's Alan Gale, the Director of Asset Allocation at Ridgeworth Investments, joining us from Atlanta. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Got something to say? Email podcasts@dowjones.com. Thank you for listening, and tell a friend about us.